Church Tent has been part of the Glastonbury Festival for many, many years, and Michael Eavis is very supportive of us. In fact, Michael Eavis provides us with the marquee and 70 tickets to be the church at the festival, to provide that safe space for festival goers. We have 70 volunteers who work here. We have at least 10 people on shift at every shift, and we have our shifts start from Thursday officially through to Monday morning. And yeah, like I say, that's 24 hours a day. So we have four shifts of 6 hours just to make sure there's plenty of cover. Morning is normally very quiet. It's the quietest time on festival. Often people are sleeping off the night before. And so normally that very sort of early morning bit is quite quiet. By about 11 o'clock, though, if particularly if the sun's come up, by 11 o'clock people are pretty hot in their tents. And so the festival sort of starts to wake up around 11. And then the music, you know, that's when the music sort of starts somewhere between 11 and 12. And then throughout the day, there's all sorts of different, there's 100 different stages across the festival. So there's plenty of things to go and see, not just music, but cabaret and circus and theatre and comedy and kids' fields. There's so much. You could be here for a year and you still wouldn't see it all. Then obviously by the end of the afternoon and into the evenings, when we get the really big bands on the pyramid stage and stage two, and as they come to a close, then there's a big the nightclub area sort of really start picking up. There's a fantastic place called Arcadia where they do all sorts of fire and music, and it's a really good spectacular to go and see. So lots of stuff, and that will be going on all through the night, really. And then often people will gather up by the stone circle to watch the sun come up. And I think there's always a big cheer every day when the sun comes up. And then I think people suddenly realise that the sun's come up and they've not gone to bed yet. So that's when they normally crawl back to their tents and try and get a few hours sleep, ready to start again the next day.
So what does the church offer Glastonbury? What does it do there?
We have people outside the front of our marquee handing out glasses of water. Often, you know, people get quite dehydrated, so it's one of the things. And it also then enables us to sort of engage with people and chat with people as we just hand out these cups of water. And we will literally hand out sort of 20,000 cups of water over the course of the festival. Then inside the actual marquee, at night we become a night shelter. And so there will be people, some people will be brought to us by welfare because they've been picked up somewhere on the site and just need somewhere safe to be. Some people, for whatever reason, can't find their tent. I mean, this is a huge place, and I think often people don't realise how big it is. And, you know, when you've got a city of 200,000, then there's quite a lot of tents. And so I think, so sometimes people just lose their way, and so they'll come and stay with us for the night. Sometimes we have people brought down from medical who are no longer a medical emergency, but just need someone to keep an eye on them as they sort of recover. So at night, that's what we tend to be. But sometimes we'll get people who've been separated from friends or have fallen out with friends, and we just offer that sort of that safe space to come and be. And sometimes, you know, people find themselves alone. And actually, if you're on your own amongst 200,000 people, it is a very lonely place to be because you see everyone else having fun. And, people do get lonely here, surprisingly enough. And so it's one of those something, again, we're there to support people. We chat with people, you know. During the day, we have face painting and banner making and all sorts of other sort of craft activities. Again, there's always people around to chat. We try and create these spaces where we can just talk with people. But it's always a case of we respond to their questions rather than trying to force God onto them, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
But it's just about being in the space and being prepared to talk. It's a fantastic place where we engage with lots of good people. And yesterday I overheard a conversation and one chap said, "What ... is the church doing here?" And his friend said, "No, mate, respect. They saved my life last year." And I think it's that people, some people think, well, why are the church here? But when other festival goers really get it, particularly when we've been there for their point of crisis, I mean, because sometimes, I mean, I remember last year, you know, a lot of tents got wet. We had lots of people who came and their tents were flooded out, and they said, you know, we're just wet, what can we do? And we enabled them, we helped them, we took them up to welfare and got their, some of their kit sort of washed and dried and just sort of set them on their feet again, really, which was just a good, just to be there for them. We have people who come and say, actually, you know, I've been searching for something. I've been searching for God. What is the meaning of life? And, you know, and we can get into those really deep theological conversations too. You just take people where they're at.
Mm.
And I'd say Glastonbury is a very spiritual place. And so lots of people are searching for something. And actually being the church here and being to be able to be part alongside everything else, actually people just sort of take a fresh look at the church, because I think often they think that the church doesn't have much to say about spirituality. It's great to be part of the festival and then just, like I say, be able to give a good message.
Why is it important that the church is at Glastonbury?
I think it's really important that the church is at Glastonbury, because I think it shows, we're trying to show God's love and compassion for everyone, including festival goers. You know, and God isn't as a great party pooper who wants to stop people having fun. We're here to show love and to show welcome. And so I think, like I say, I think a lot of people, if they think of the church, well, they might be on the outside tutting and wagging their fingers, where actually being on the inside of the fence and being in amongst the people is the place where the church has to be. If we're going to want to make the church real to people, then we have to be where people gather.
What's your favourite thing to do at Glastonbury?
My favourite thing to do at Glastonbury? Ooh. I love just wandering around and watching. You know, it's often the things you bump into and you weren't expecting to go to. So it might be the snippet of a band that you suddenly, you know, you walk in around one of the stages and hear, and it really sort of, you know, it makes your Glastonbury. Other years, it's some of the sort of the outside theatre that goes on. But often it's just wandering around, chilling, chatting to people. And it's always a really sort of happy sort of chatty sort of place. It is that type of festival where people smile. It's not like often when you're in a big crowd where people's heads are down and they're trying to get to the next place. Here, people's heads are up, and there's, you know, you can engage with lots of people. So it's great just to have conversations with people. And often it's those random conversations that are the most, you know, are the highlight of it, really.
Brilliant. Is there any band or musician you're hoping to catch?
Well, unfortunately, my band I was hoping to catch was the Foo Fighters, so I was a bit disappointed when they pulled out. So I don't know yet.